But right now we're in Wales, where a fiance who offered to do housework for the first time, trying to vacuum down the stairs by going backwards with a corded vacuum cleaner, tripped over the cord, tumbled down the stairs, and broke two bones in his leg. First time trying to help out with the housework. His fiance has said, oh, we will rebuild. Oh, I will be asking him again, but he will be restricted to the downstairs area.
But you've always got, you can always call back on, I could break my leg again. Will you be comfortable with that if you ask me to do more housework?
Hey, if you break your leg emptying the dishwasher by putting a cup into a drawer and back again, you need more help than, you know, is available.
Mate, Beck has said through my back out scrubbing the shower, 9 days off work, unable to sit, stand or lay down. I don't know what other options there are. Handstands?
Yeah, what are you going to do, Beck? How are you going to be? Leanne said, after polishing me timber with Mr. Sheen, I had socks on the next day and slipped off the top step, fell down all the stairs. Mr. Sheen will do that.
Mr. Sheen is dead. My mum loves Mr. Sheen.
Very shiny.
Oh, it's so slick. Sammy's in Spears Point. Hi, Sam.
Hi, how are we?
Wonderful. Talk to us. When did the housework hurt?
It was a few years ago now. It was our first house that we ever moved into, split level. So the laundry was downstairs. I was carrying arms full of clothes, couldn't see, was just guessing, and I fell down about 9 stairs.
Jesus. Oh, what was the injury, Sam?
I rang my then boyfriend and I said, well, I can't really get back up the stairs. Luckily, there was a bedroom downstairs.
Oh, God. To stay downstairs.
So I just had to lie downstairs and, you know, for a few hours.
The damn laundry.
Until I couldn't move.
Damn laundry.
And the mental toll it took on Sammy as well
for
years after.
Every time you flinch, oh, it's like I've run out of clean knickers. I don't want to do a wash, though.
Can't do it.
I'm going to hurt myself.
Yeah. Dan's out of Newey on 131060. Dan, talk to us. When did the housework hurt?
So I was about 4 or 5 years old. Mum was mopping the floor. It was like a long hallway to the kitchen. And one of my sisters was chasing me around. And I slipped over and bit my tongue completely off on a cupboard handle.
Oh.
Daniel. Daniel.
That's my biggest fear.
Oh, my God.
Oh. So they ended up having to put a bar from my chin to my tongue, to the other tongue, and the saliva forms a glue. But the worst part was my sister that was about 10 just got home from school and seen blood everywhere, no one home, and just freaked out.
Of course she would.
Did you say that was the worst part?
Yeah, that can't be the worst part.
Your sister coming
home.
You are a very nice brother, if you think that's the worst part of this story, Dal. Yeah.
Do
you
have a little bit of ice cream and jelly for 3 months, that's great.
That's good. Do you have a silver tongue like Jebediah Springfield now?
I wish.
Yeah. Oh my! How guilty did your mum feel, Dan? What a good
job. Sure,
you
never had to do the housework again, Dan.
She blamed me. Told me not to run in the house.
Don't run the house, kids. There you go.
Dan, that's unbelievable, but exactly what we're after. Callum, Casey's in Maitland. Hi, Casey.
Hi.
When did the housework hurt?
This was only like last week. I was mopping the floor and I said to my husband, oh, can you watch the kids for me, please? Yep, all good. My son walks out, slips over in the kitchen.
Oh. Literally had just said, please watch them.
Thanks, Dad.
Come on. Shouldn't have been doing that.
Again. Yeah. Please watch the kids. I'm mopping the hallway. Yeah. My son walks out again and slips in the hallway.
What an idiot. Yeah. Where do you sit him down and say, son, you know, you're out of here soon if you keep doing this?
You're going to slip yourself right out of this house.
Yeah, you slip
yourself being out. Such a good mopper, Casey.
Slip yourself out of this family.
Yeah. You and Dan's mum. Stop being so aggressive with the mopping. Oh, my God.
Mr. Sheen everywhere.
They're even meant for floors. Oh, it is for timber stuff, I guess. You can use it on the floorboard.
Anything that needs a sheen.
True. Wow. And Callum is in Newcastle East. Hey, Cal.
How are we doing, guys?
Great. Thank you. When did the housework hurt?
So I was cleaning the bathroom and, you know, like exit mold has a little squirt bottle and always dribbles on you and annoys you.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, let's just speed this process up. So I got the air compressor out and the spray painting.
As you do, mate. Yeah.
And so I put all the exit mold in the spray gun and was like,
I am mad.
Let's come on, honey. I can fix this.
Sprayed all the bathroom and everything and was like, yeah, mint. Didn't think anything of it, sat on the lounge, and about 20 minutes later, I was like, I really am struggling to breathe here. And then ended up throwing up, like, fine. And I was like, oh, I better go to the hospital here. So I went up to the hospital.
Yeah.
Turned out I had chemical burns on my lungs.
Oh, my God.
Breathing in all of the air particles of, you know, exit mold.
Oh, my God. So that little spray bottle, that's designed to maybe diffuse the exit mold in a certain way.
Yeah.
And you've so just sort of air pressured it into your own lungs.
Yeah, it atomizes much larger than a spray gun.
Right.
Right.
It's a super fine mist.
Yeah.
And like that's, you know, when you're spray painting, you wear a respirator and everything. I didn't think of that. I just went, oh, it's
because you're just doing the housework. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Who's wearing a respirator doing the cleaning?
Can't get hurt doing the housework.
Nah.
It's lucky this happened. I wouldn't be surprised, Callum, if next you just chucked your toothbrush on an angle grinder and then just
put it in
tried to speed that process up as well.
Bit of polishing.
My God. Thank you for sharing.
Yes.
Whoa.
See, it's risky business doing the housework.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've learned a lesson. Don't try housework.
Don't try housework.